Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Mining gold in the garden. Miners may have headed to the mountains hoping to discover gold nuggets and tiny gilt grains in streams and veins of rock. Unlike those adventuresome characters, we've stayed home on the prairie and discovered treasure in our Kansas garden after experimenting with new crops. One such eureka moment arrived in the form of beta-carotene, vitamin A-rich sweet potatoes. From the time my mother fed me pureed orange spoonfuls from a Gerber jar, I've loved the flavor and bright color of this still favorite food. Thanksgiving recipes incorporating butter, brown sugar, and marshmallows or pecans into the mix confirmed my cravings. With the advent of cooking shows and online recipe sites, I've discovered sweet potato pie, casseroles, fries, chips, and soups. Those dishes mean I no longer wait for holidays to gobble this favorite goodie. What I didn't know until recently was that I could grow my own and enjoy them fresh from the garden. Our family has planted traditional potatoes many times over the decades and enjoy digging them. It's a thrill to stab a potato fork in the soil and turn it over to see how many thin-skinned, big and little spuds one seed potato produced. Planting sweet potato slips doubles the fun for anyone who loves to guess what treasure lurks beneath those vibrant green plants and vines. To grow these holiday favorites requires shoots you can buy at the garden center or start in your kitchen window in February or early March. While you plant a cut-up russet or Yukon eye to produce the traditional tater, to harvest these sweeter forms of starch, you tuck a single leafy slip into a mound of soil. This produces a beautiful vine that generates orange-tinged gold underground. As a bonus, sweet potatoes are not in the nightshade family, so gardeners can eat tender leaves as well as the tubers multiplying beneath them later in the season. My husband dug ours recently and struck an unexpected mother load. We planted 12 tiny slips, losing 4 to frost. Later, another plant succumbed, so we were down to 7. After examining our reduced hopes, I begged for a large enough harvest to supply our family's Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners, along with a batch or two of mashed or baked sweet potatoes for just the two of us. Conditions this summer must have been perfect for this crop, because once my sweetheart turned the soil beneath the drying vines, he discovered various sized orange tubers in a large enough quantity to fill an old-fashioned wash tub. One potato, nearly the size of a football, will feed our extended family. Others grew large enough to serve multiple mouths per orange ovoid. Thank goodness they aren't all humongous. A few were small enough to feed a single diner. It's as if Midas, with his golden touch, produced these grand champion sweet potatoes. If they were actual nuggets, we couldn't find wheelbarrows big enough to haul the money they'd be worth to the bank. We'll let miners slug through the cold, dark, and damp to find wealth deep in the Rockies, while our family celebrates our summer harvest of gold this holiday season. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hafley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.